Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a chapter from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The evangelist, apostle, pure disciple, who is blessing with us all, amen. Reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet, and the king, his blessings rest upon us, amen. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance. He gave them, alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, and to him be the glory forever. Amen. Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come, but as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, see, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in Lord
God. God the Father, and to God, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Lord-given, who proceeds with the Father, with the Father, and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen. Ten gosh te vol chai, ten te anastas, ten te nerech mo'ot, nem bi omchen te bi ones ne'yo'ah.